Okay, we're starting Kufyud Bet Amud Aleph, as I said before, at the two dots on Tanu Rabbanan. It's about 12, 13 lines into the page. Okay, we're in the middle of a whole slew of Gemaras that talk about should you move to Israel, should you move to Israel. It all came up in the context of a Mishnah, which, as I taught on Shavuot night, those who were there, the Mishnah seems to indicate that if a couple has an issue between one wants to move to Israel and the other one doesn't, so one can force the other to move to Israel or to stay in Israel. We talked about then that the whole context is all about if you, not necessarily that there's a mitzvah to make aliyah, never says that directly, but it relates to the fact that it's an under, kind of like the Kisrei Rosh issue, that it didn't also attack that directly and say a woman has to cover her hair in the Mishnah. It just said if a woman doesn't, or then her husband, it's an ilah or divorce, okay, which we're going to get to later in the shir when Pam talks. Here also, we can use this as an ilah for divorce. We discussed also that night, I'm not going to get into everything, that there was a possible misreading of the Mishnah, there was a different version, and that Hakol Malin L'Eretz Yisrael doesn't actually mean that, but really was talking about the currency issue. And then the Bavli, though, takes it to mean that and quotes other sources that clearly, straight on discuss that issue. Hu Omer La'alot, and Hi Omer Shelo La'alot. And then it got into all interesting issues in Kufyud Aleph that we didn't learn together about whether you're allowed to make aliyah, whether you have to wait till Mashiach comes or till some future point, and whether you're not allowed to, whether you're allowed to in groups, not allowed to, all different sources about it. Okay, this became a big issue, as I discussed that night, historically, when the Jews were all leaving Israel, and the people in Israel were trying to kind of take a stronghold, and the other people were trying to relate to the fact that it's okay to live in Babel, and a lot of it were more political. It could have a somewhat political tone to it, what was going on and the different opinions.
Given the reading, it's on the Bavli, and at the time, Yerushalmi, so
right.
Had a strong state.
Exactly. So we've seen it before about these issues. If you remember those sugyot where the guy calls him a Bavlai Tipshai, there was a lot of animosity going on. Not always, and not between everybody, but some issues between the rabbis in both places. And yes, the version of the Bavli obviously has its own issues that it is trying to address. In fact, we're going to see another one of them at the very, very end of the sugya, not related to this, a different one that we're going to remind you that we've seen before about the approach of the Bavli. It has certain agendas it's trying to get across, and one of them we're going to see later at the end of the daf. Okay, with that, let's get started on the daf. What we're going to see mostly today, although not everything, is all about the blessings of Eretz Yisrael and all the multitude of unique things that happen. This is going to remind you a little bit about the Meraglim, right? Everyone knows the Meraglim came, right? And they have these pictures always of, they brought these gigantic, gigantic fruits. So we're going to see that kind of concept here. Tana Rabbanan, Berchotah Shel Eretz Yisrael. One of the brachot are, the Beit Se'ah Oseh Chameshet Ribo Kohin. Okay? A Beit Se'ah, which is basically a shetach of somewhere between all the measurements, there's different opinions. So somewhere between 546 square meters, I think that was the number, to almost 800 or something around there. Something around that size. So a shetach of that size, a sadeh, will produce 50,000 kurim. Okay, what's a kur? A kur is 30 se'ah. A se'ah is between, 5 to 8 liters, something like that. Okay, so 30 times that amount times 5,000. Okay, that's how much crops it can produce. That's a lot. B'yeshivata shel Tzoan, in Tzoan, Tzoan is a city in Mitzrayim, Beit Se'ah oseh 70 kohim. Okay, and in comparison, in Tzoan, it had 70 kohim. Now, how do we get to these numbers? Where did they make them up from? They didn't just make them up. It comes from a braita. D'tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, ani ra'iti b'bik'at Beit Shan. Now, here the assumption is Beit Shan is not in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And the assumption is that Tzoan, that's in Mitzrayim, would be the same as Beit Shan. So Bibigat Beit Shan, and why is it not in Eretz Yisrael? Some people say it wasn't conquered in the second conquering. And because in the temple, by a chain time, because it wasn't reconquered, where's Ani to help us with this part? Right, I know. She's always the historian. Because in Beit Shan, it wasn't reconquered, it didn't have this blessing with it. So even though it may be technically in the borders, it's not in with this bracha aspect. The bracha was only where places were settled. So Beit Se'ah oseh 70 kohim, ve'ein lecha me'uleh b'chol haratzot yoter me'eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, if in Beit Shan they did 70, And the best place is always, we always know that in Eretz Mitzrayim they had the most fertile land. Sh'ne'emar, ki gan Hashem ki Eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'en lecha me'ule b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim yoter mitzoan. The best place in Mitzrayim was Tzoan. Dehavu merabi b'melachim. There were many kings there. Dechtiv ki hayu b'tzoan sarav. That's where the Sarim were. So therefore it must have been the best place, because the Sarim obviously live in the best land. Okay, so far we've established that in Tzoan that must be one of the best places. And in Tzoan, we're going to assume it's like in Beit Shan, and there were 70 kurim for a sadeh. Be'en lecha trashim b'chol Eretz Yisrael yoter mi'chevron. Dehavu kavri be'shichve. Who was, what they used Chevron for? Maran ha'machpelah. Which means it wasn't fertile land, they used it for burial. It must have been rocky terrain. If ba'afilu hachi, Chevron mivuneh alachat mi'shiva b'tzoan. Even though it was poor land, it's mivune, which we're going to explain in a minute what that means. Alecha mishiva, 7 times tzoan. Dichtiv, v'chevron sheva shanim, mivune alecha mishiva b'tzoan means it was 7 times better land than tzoan. So if tzoan was 70 times 40, times 7, right, is going to be 490. Okay? Yeah. So they're going to say that in chevron it's like 490. So now, how do we get to this? What does it mean that it's? How do we know that it's 7 times better than Tzoan? Dichtiv bechevron sheva shanim nivneta lifnei Tzoan Mitzrayim. It says it was built 7 years before Tzoan Mitzrayim. My nivnita. Now, what do you mean nivnita was built? Ilema nivnita mamash. If you think it means it was actually really built, technically speaking, 7 years before. Efshar adam bonei bayit libino katan kodem shivne libino gadol. The youngest son always goes last. Shene'emar ubnei cham kush. Umitzrayim uput v'Kanan. So Kanan, Chevron's in Kanan. It must have been built after Mitzrayim. It can't mean it was actually built 7 years before. Ela shemivune alachat mishiva b'tzoan. It must mean it was better, 7 times better land. V'hane mile b'trashim. Okay, so now that gets up to 490. But 490 is Chevron, which is in Eretz Yisrael, which is 7 times better than Tzoan, which is rocky terrain. Aval shalom b'trashim, 500. Okay, but if you're talking about good soil in Eretz Yisrael, it must be 500. And that's how they get to 500 times, right, but then it's 500 ribo korin, so 590. Ah, right, that's what it is, right. We're up to 500 right now. V'hanimile shalom b'brichoteh, but that's not when the land was blessed. Aval b'brichoteh, but at a time when the land was blessed, Tiv, by Yisrael Yitzchak Baretz Ahi, you remember that pasuk? Mea Sha'arim, right? That's the source of the city, Mea Sha'arim. So, Mea Sha'arim, right? The area, I mean. 100 times 500 is 5,000. Okay? And that's how they get to when Eretz Yisrael is blessed, it's 5,000, it's 50,000 koin. Okay. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Se'ah b'Yehudah haita oseh 5 se'in. Okay, any se'ah in Yehuda, again, we're going to talk about the blessing. We create a se'ah of wheat. We go to create 5 se'im of different kinds of flowers. Se'ah kemach, regular flower. Se'ah soled, a better kind. Se'ah subin, that's with the bran in it. Se'ah morsin, that's when you mix the bran in with the flower. Ve'se'ah kiburia, that's like a poor quality flower. Amar le'ahut stuki le'rabbi Chanina. Ye'emash b'chato ba'ba archon. It's good that you're praising the land. Why? Beit se'achat hiniach li'aba, mimena meshach, mimena chemar, mimena ibur, mimena kidniot, mimena ro'ot miknati. He's saying, it's great that you're blessing the land because the stuki said to Rabbi Chanina, because I have a beit se'ah that my father gave me, and from it I get meshach, that's oil, I get chemar, wine, I get ibur, which is what ibor is?
Grain.
Okay, good grain. I get from a kitniot, right? Legumes. And from it, my sheep still have from what to graze. Amar le'ahu, okay, that's a positive thing. Here we get a negative statement, although we're going to flip it to positive. Amar le'ahu bar emora'a lebar arad Yisrael. Okay, a guy from Emor, this. Says to an Eretz Yisrael guy, "Hi Talta de Kaima Aguda de Yardena, Kama Garditu Mina, that date tree, that palm tree that you have, how much does it produce?" Amarle Shitin Kuri, produces 60 Kurim. Amarle Akati Lo Ailutu Be, Acharif Tua, you haven't yet fully come into the land and you've already destroyed it. Anan Mevestrim Kuri, have a Gazrina Mine. I used to get from it 120. This is like This is kind of creating a conversation that could have gone on while the Jews were conquering the land, okay? And right, that's what it's sounding like. And the MRE guy says, oh, you guys haven't even finished conquering the land. And look, when I lived in that and I had that tree, it would produce 120, double the amount. So what does he say? Amarlay, ananami mechagisa kamin alach. I was only talking about half the tree. I wasn't talking about the whole tree. Okay? Which is interesting. I actually thought, if you see from this, it's showing that the blessing of Eretz Yisrael is even when the Jews aren't there, because in the end he produced the exact same amount as the MRE. Right? Sometimes we have these approaches that once we got to the land, we made it blessed. But here it seems to imply, like we saw earlier, if they're not living there, then it's not blessed. But here it sounds like the land is blessed in general, whether we're here or not. What do we mean by nachalat tzvi? Lama Eretz Yisrael nimshala latzvi? Lomar lacha, matzvi ze en eiro machzik besaro. What does it happen? When you take off the skin of the deer, if you try to put it back on, you'll never get it back on, right? It won't stretch. It'll shrink. Af Eretz Yisrael ena machzeke peroteha. In other words, once you take the fruits off the tree, you can never get them back on. In other words, they'll never fit in the country. There's so many of them. They're so plentiful. Davar acher, matzvi ze kal mikol hachayot. It's so fast. Af Eretz Yisrael kalam mikol haretzah levashel peroteha. Also, its fruits ripen very quickly. So now the Gemara asks the question, which is actually a funny question to ask because we don't really ask questions on drashot like this. It's true, its tzvi is kal, but it's got a negative. What's the negative? It's not fatty at all. Why don't you say that also its fruits aren't full and ripe, okay? And right, they're small, nebuch. Tamud lamar, zavat chalav u'dvash. Shmenim mechalav u'metukim midvash. Okay? They're full of chalav and they're sweet like dvash. Rabbi Elazar, ki avasalik le'eretz Yisrael, amar, paltali michada, he gets to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Elazar, and he says, I've been saved from one thing. Ki samchuhu, when he got smicha, amar, paltali mitarte, I've now been saved from two things. Ki odvuhu besod ha'ibor, when they sat him on the beitin to discuss, should we do Ibor Shana and add another month to the year? Amar paltali mitzlat. Now I've been saved from three. Shene Amar, where do we get these three things from? Vaita yadi ela nevi'im achozim shav. Okay, here's a nivua against the nevi'e sheker. Okay, it's a pasuk from Yechezkel. And it says, besod ami lo yihiyu. Okay, what does it mean, besod ami lo yihiyu? Zesod Ibor. Okay, you'll never sit, the nevi'e sheker will never sit in the soda Ibor. So here he said, I got to sit in the Soda Ibor. I wasn't punished like these Nevi'e Sheker. They will not be written in the writings of Bnei Israel, about Beit Israel. What does that mean? Zes smicha. That's referring to smicha. Okay? In other words, Nevi'e Sheker will never get smicha. And here he said, look, I got smicha. Okay? You have to think about what smicha was going on in the time of the Nevi'im, right? This is obviously a reading of the Pasuk from the eyes of, you know, their life. Ve'aladmat Yisrael lo yavo. Okay, and that's kimashmo, right? Obviously, he came to the land. Here it's, by the way, the flip order. What happens to him is the flip order of the pasuk. Rabbi Zera ki avasalik le'eretz Yisrael lo eshkach mivra le'me'abar. He went to go to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zera. Okay, we saw him earlier, right? He was the one who went to go against his rabbi's wishes. So he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and there's no ma'avar. There's no way to get across the river. Nakat b'mitzra v'ka'avar. He takes like a rope and he pulls it across and he kind of like goes on a very thin, narrow, like he goes in not such a safe way to get across the river. Amar le'ahut stuki. So it's stuki sees him and he says, I'm a paziza. You guys are like what's the word paziz?
Translators, impetuous.
Impetuous. Okay, you do things very quickly without paying attention, right? Why? Right? You said na'aseh v'nishma, relevant for Shavuot, right? You just kind of act. You don't even pay attention to what you're doing. You say na'aseh v'nishma. Akati b'psuzutaychu kaimitu. In other words, look what you did. You crossed the river like this in such a way that, like, you know, you're always rushing to do things in an impetuous manner. So amar leh. He's like, you know, sort of like, what were you rushing for? Why didn't you just wait till somebody came? Amar lei, duchte de Moshe v'Aaron lo zachula, ana miyemer de zachina la. So Moshe and Aaron couldn't get across. You know, they couldn't get in. I was worried that I would miss my chance. I didn't want to end up like them, that I would never get into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why I made the effort, you know, to do it in a crazy way. Okay, a few comments about what people did, how much their love of the land. Maybe this is where it comes from. I don't know. Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipi Da'ako. Okay, we kiss the this different explanations about Kipi. Rashi says Almogim. It could be rocks, right? Like people come to Israel and they kiss the ground. Okay, he would kiss the ground of Akko, the rocks of Akko. Rabbi Chanina Mitake Mitkale. He would fix up any problems there were in Israel. Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Asi Kaima Mishamsha Latulu Mitulu Lashamsha. Here's a really good line, very relevant for Olim to Israel. Okay, what would he do? If he was in the sun, he would immediately move to the shade. If he was in the shade, he would immediately move into the sun. Why is that? He wanted to make sure he was always comfortable and he would never complain. He didn't want to complain about Israel and say, oh, it's too hot. So he immediately put himself in a position where he'd be comfortable so he wouldn't start complaining, right? We all know that when you come to Israel, you know, you can talk about all the great things, but then people like to also complain about things. So here he tried to make sure it's a good thing to strive for, never to complain, always to make himself comfortable enough that he wouldn't have to complain about things. Okay. Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, 1 second. Migander, okay, ba'afra. He would be like mitgalgel. He would mix around in the afar. Why? Because the pasuk says shenemar ki ratzu avdechad avaneha ve'et afara. Like they even want the afar of the land. Ve'et afara yechunenu. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Okay, here comes the negative, and here's something that I want to remind you that we've seen this theme throughout in different places. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Dor Sheben David Ba, okay, right before the Mashiach is going to come, we all know about Gog and Magog and that the things are going to be bad before they're good. Ba Kategoria, and here's the theme, B'Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim are going to get attacked first, okay? They're the ones who are, you know, the judgment's going to be against them. Where have we seen this? We've seen a lot of negative sometimes about behavior in the Beit Midrash, about the way the Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, right? They always talk about how they got killed because they didn't treat each other well. In the Bavli in particular, much less so than the Yerushalmi, there's a lot of discussion about this inner fighting between the rabbis, the Talmidei Chachamim. Ki amaritu kamei de Shmuel, when I said this statement in front of Shmuel about what's going to happen to the Talmidei Chachamim, amar tseruf achar tseruf. There's going to be even more things. Shene amar va'od ba'asiriya v'shava v'hayta le'be'er. There's going to be a tenth left, and it's going to then be destroyed. Tani Rav Yosef bezuzei u'bezuzei de bezuzei. Okay, and the bozazim, those who take the plunderers are going to come, and the ones who were plundered are also going to plunder us. In other words, even the low people, you know, the people that got plundered themselves, they're also going to plunder us. Okay, it's going to be bad after bad. It's very strange, this line all of a sudden here, because it reminds me of the end of some Sefer Neviim, where there's like, all of a sudden, they have a negative line. And if you know, in some Sefer Neviim, like Malachi and Kohelet, they end with a negative, and then we repeat the line before when we read it in shul, so that you don't end on a negative note. So here, almost like right before the end, it's all these positive things about Eretz Yisrael, but then it kind of like reminds you, but wait, don't get too confident. There's some bad stuff that, you know, is going to go on, and it's because of the way, you know, people are behaving, particularly they're attacking the Talmidei Chachamim here. But then we end with this good line, which is Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Atidin Kol Ilanei Srak Sheb Eretz Yisrael. All the trees, this is a very nice image, all the trees that aren't fruit-producing trees, Sheyitanu Perot, they're going to start producing fruits. Shene'amar Ki Eitz Nasa Piryo Te'ena V'Gefen Natnu Chelam. Okay, they say the Eitz is going to give their fruit, and Te'ena V'Gefen are going to also. So they say, what do you mean? What's Eitz if not Te'ena V'Gefen? So Eitz must mean non-fruit-bearing trees are going to bear fruits. Okay, so what's the idea here? I had two thoughts about this. That if you think about the Masechet that we learned, so Peiro, what's Peiro, right? Peiro has two mashmaoyot. Peiro, what? Right. So the first thought I had was all the Peirot of the woman and her nichasim. We talked about how the husband has the rights to her Peirot, and we learned a lot about that. But obviously the Peirot has the dual meaning of also the fruits of their children. And that I think it's ending Masechet Ketubot with all these sichsuchim between husband and wife, about, and if you take this image really, it sounds like all the akarot will have children, right? Kol ilanei srak are going to bear fruits. So I think it's a very nice image to end the Masechet with, while yet also referencing, you know, the Peirot of the woman and all that stuff. So anyway, fruit for thought. Hadron alaf shnei dayanei gzeirot uslik alaf Masechet Tuba. Okay, we'll read the Hadron alaf, and then Pam will give her shiur. Her talk on family law. Okay, so let's just read through. Hadra nalach masechet ktubo b'hadra chalan. Data nalach masechet ktubo b'data chalan. Lo ninashu minach masechet ktubo b'lo tinashu minan. Lo ba'ama hadein v'lo ba'ama da'ate. Hadra nalach masechet ktubo b'hadra chalan. Data nalach masechet mako b'data chalan. Lo ninashu minach masechet ktubo b'lo tinashu minan. Lo ba'ama hadein v'lo ba'ama da'ate. Hadra nalach masechet ktubo b'hadra chalan. Data nalach masechet ktubo b'data chalan. Lo ninashu minach masechet ktubo b'lo tinashu minan. Lo ba'ama hadein v'lo ba'ama da'ate. יהי רצון מפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, שתהיה תורתך אומנותינו בעולם הזה, ותהיה עמנו לעולם הבא. חנינא בר פפא, רמי בר פפא, נחמן בר פפא, אחי בר פפא, אבא מרי בר פפא, רפאים בר פפא, רחש בר פפא, סורחה בר פפא, עד בר פפא, דר בר פפא. הרב נא אדוני אלוהינו את דברי תורתך בפינו ובפיות עמך בישראל, ונהיה כולנו, אנחנו וצאצאינו וצאצאי עמך בישראל, כולנו יודעי שמך ולמדי תורתך. מרבי תחכמני מצוותיך, כי לעולם היא לי. יהי ליבי תמים בחוקיך למען לא אבוש, לעולם לא אשכח בחוקיך כי בם חייתני. ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקיך, אמן, 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 סלע. יהי רצון פניך, אדוני אלוהי, כשם שעזרתן לסיים מסכת כתובות, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך ואהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו ולזרענו, שלא ימוש התורה מפינו ומפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם. תקיים בנו בהתהלכך, תנחה אותך, בשכבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך. כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום.